A lot of guys coming in here this morning, kind of mixed emotions, really excited about what the team was able to do down the stretch to have a chance, and really disappointed not to be playing anymore. I'm sure you're in that same ballpark.
Yeah, absolutely. I think at this time of the year, you always want to be in the postseason. That's what you play for at the end of the day. You want to win a championship, and when you're not fighting in those playoff situations, it's a little upsetting when you're not there. So I think hats off to our group for the push that we put on here at the end of the season and what we were able to accomplish. But I think we're leaving the rink here today feeling like we're missing a little piece.
You gave yourselves a chance with that great second half, and it was really, I thought, sparked by the play at home. An incredible run. You end up with 25 home wins on the year as a team, which matches a franchise record. Is that a point of pride for this group, walking away?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we were happy with what we accomplished, especially in the second half of the year, as I just touched on. We didn't stop fighting right till that very last game, and I think it says a lot about the group that we had in this dressing room.
Guys are having a hard time putting a finger on why the chemistry was so good this year. It's a hard thing to explain. It's a hard thing to try and manufacture, but you guys had it. What did it mean to you to be part of this group that seemed to want to fight for each other so much?
Yeah, it was nice. As you just mentioned, it's kind of a tough thing to put a finger on as far as why we were as close as we were, but I do think a lot of that had to do with where we were in the standings come Christmas time and how well we came together to get to where we kind of finished. So, I mean, the way that we started to gel and play together as a team on the ice kind of speaks volumes to the guys that we had in our locker room.
One of the things that I wondered about was, and one of the players talked about it a little bit earlier, was just that feeling coming out of the holiday break that nobody wants to play a whole year like that, that there needs to be something more for this group. And did that first half serve as an inspiration in some ways to turn things around?
I think so. I think if you look at our first half, we weren't dealt the cards that I think we necessarily would have liked to have had as far as injuries go, and with the big club having injuries as well, we had a lot of guys up in the NHL, so those are just the few bumps that you kind of have to work through in the first half of the year. But we weren't happy with where we were in the standings come Christmas time, so we started to say, hey, let's do something about this, and started working and got the results that we were looking for.
What about that experience the last weekend of the year where you're going in knowing you have a chance to make the playoffs? You could finish anywhere from second to seventh, and you've got three games left, and they're all on the road. It was really unique. And what did it feel like as a player going into that?
It was exciting. I mean, those are the kind of moments that you want to play in, and those are the kind of moments that you kind of live for. High-pressure situations, and there was a lot on the line there. Unfortunately, we didn't achieve the results that we were looking for, but those were three games that we'll kind of remember here for this year.
And what about on a personal level for you? I mean, it's so difficult the year before. You go through the injury, you only get into 13 games. You come back this year, you're a team leader in games played. You get a chance to play in the National Hockey League. What did that do for you coming off of, I won't say a lost year, but a year where you didn't get to play nearly as much as you would have liked?
Yeah, it was tough. I think I had a slow start to this season, but the fact that I was able to stay healthy and play an entire season definitely helps with my confidence as we progress forward here. I had a really good support staff as far as making sure that we're trying to get my game to where it needed to be. And I think I can leave here today confident that I was able to improve my game this season.
Nelson, how taxing was that? I mean, we know you guys flipped the switch, for lack of a better term, at Christmas time, but to be able to be in that playoff mentality the entire season pretty much from Christmas until yesterday, just how taxing was that? Because we talked about it throughout the year, but now that you can reflect back on it, what was that like?
I don't know if taxing is necessarily the right word to use there. It definitely wasn't easy because of how far behind the eight ball we were to kind of start from where we were. But when you're in that intense of a push, you don't really feel that taxation on the body or the mental side of things. You get so excited when you start to kind of feel what you're working towards, and you keep pushing until you try and get there.